Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also on the Rapture Ready Radio Network and on the Eternity Ready I'll get it out. The Eternity Ready Radio Network. There we are. Okay. And we're also on YouTube, Susan Puzio channel. And we have a website, propheticnews.com. We also have a book out called Seed Faith. Can a man bribe God? Can we bribe God with money to get him to do things for us? How false teachers manipulate and hypnotize you for offerings. And they do, especially Rod Parsley, or Dr. Rod, as he likes to be called, Dr. Rod. Here's a good scripture for Dr. Rod here. Psalm 25:18. Look upon mine affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Of course, we know that Rod, about a year or so ago, came down with throat cancer, and God put him out of commission for a while, laid him down on the bed of affliction. And you would think that after you go through all that torture, radiation, sticking things down your throat, scopes, and pain, you think that while you're laying on that bed and you're crying out to God, you think you'd get saved. You think you really have a born again experience with God and that you would repent. You would repent. You would say, God, show me my wicked ways. Show me my wicked ways. Some 22, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Psalm 22:24. So do you think that, Rod, did you cry out? Because if you would have cried out, God would have heard. But what happened? You came back. You came back to the World Harvest Fleecing Center there that you have over there in Columbus, Ohio. And you said to the people that, here I am, and full of pride, you said, here I am, I have a 7 times greater anointing now. Well, it's not your anointing, because the anointing belongs to Jesus. It's his anointing. We can't do anything without him, so you're no great one. And you would think that when you came back, you would say, I'm lost and undone without God and his son. You think, but no, not Rod. No, Rod comes back. He's got a 7 times greater anointing, he says. For what? 7 times greater anointing for scamming. For scamming. Ecclesiastes 5:6 says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thine hands? Rod, Ecclesiastes 5:6, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. You don't have anything. You don't have anything, Rod. You'd be nothing without the Lord. And I think at this point in your life, you really need the Lord, because you didn't stop scamming. You didn't stop scamming people. You didn't stop miracle selling, miracles after you were suffering from throat cancer. And you come back and you know what it is. You've experienced the pain of sickness. You've experienced that torture for months, 6 months or whatever it was, that you couldn't even talk. And you come back and you're looking at the people over there in Columbus that come over to your fleecing center there. And you look at them and you have no compassion for them, no compassion. You tell them that they have to sow seeds to get money from, to get things from God. You have to sow seeds for household salvation. You have to sow seeds, but the seed is money. It's checks and credit cards, and it's not really seeds. Miracle selling. It's called miracle selling. That's what it is. And you stand up there and you hawk your wares to people. Desperate people, sick people, poor people, people with more problems than probably you could ever think of or know of. And yet you call yourself a pastor and you have no compassion. You look upon those people, and when you look upon them, all you see is money. You don't see human beings with feelings and emotions, people that cry, people that laugh, and people that have pain. That's not what you see. It's like, what is wrong with you, Rod Parsley? What's wrong with you? And then your wife, she's like a Stepford wife. You know, she stands up there, and is there any place in her heart where she has any feeling for those people over there that put her in a $1 million home and gave her the lifestyle that she's grown accustomed to? Does she have any feelings for those people when you stand up there and you sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver? No, not Miss Joni, as you call her, Miss Joni. And Joni can't even call you Rod when she stands up. She has to call you pastor or doctor or something, just like your daughter. My father was always dad to me. I didn't have to call him by a title when I was addressing my father. Please, stop it. And your poor daughter, you're raising her up to be a con artist, just like you, raising her up there to fleece people, to take over your fleecing center there. And it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. You call yourself a man of God, and your wife, you call your wife a woman of God, and yet you don't know God. You don't know God, because if you knew God, you would tell the truth about him and quit using your pulpit as a way to get rich. That's what would happen if you really knew God. So I'm going to play this little clip. You'll hear Rod here. You'll hear him in action here. I've got some audio here of Rod Parsley. And now maybe some of you probably say, well, I like Rod Parsley. Look, these people that tell you that you have to give financial, you have to give money, these people that tell you that you have to give money to get God to do things for you, you have to aim, they tell you in one breath that you have to have faith to get God to do things for you, but then you have to activate your faith by giving Rod some money. Well, when people tell you that, I don't care who it is, what pastor it is, or what famous person it is, that's time for you to get yourself out of there. Get up and walk out and don't ever go back, ever. And don't watch this guy on TV unless you're doing research to find out what he's saying, because stop supporting these people. It's not God. It has nothing to do with the gospel, nothing to do with Jesus. It's all about them. It's all about them. Anyway, here's Rod and his friend Coy Barker. This is a good name for this guy, Coy Barker.
Do like they've done. Follow their example.
Right.
Write a check for $1,000. Make a sacrifice. Show God you're serious. You say, well, Coy Barker, I don't have $1,000. Well, pay the tithes.
That's it.
Say, I'm planting a tithe off of it of $100 today. Let the miracle harvest begin. Because he said, when you plant the seed, it'll become a force and it will bring a miracle. I know. Uh-huh. I know that I know.
I agree.
I'm here for one purpose.
I agree.
To help you get a miracle.
That's right.
Be like the people that's connected to us before. Pastor Rod and I could sit here for hours and tell you person after person got healed, got delivered, their family got saved, financial breakthroughs, who simply pick up the phone, answered the call, did the instruction, and a window opened that they could not even talk about.
That's right.
God's brought you to this moment. This is your God moment. Don't you dare miss this moment.
Don't miss it.
Step into this new season by a phone call or go to rodparsi.com or write us. But right now, you have to do something now.
Now.
You have to show radical faith now. So I urge you in Jesus' name, call right now and say, I got the word. The window's open.
Yep.
I'm going to get my miracle.
Now.
Now.
Faith is. Now.
Now.
Faith is now.
True.
While Dr. Barker was ministering to you just now, we'd say in the church maybe, my baby was leaping.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, something was touching. Something was quickening. Something coming alive. You sense that right now.
Yes, they do.
That's why you can't miss this opportunity. You say, but I don't understand it. Listen, when are you going to understand that faith does not require your understanding? When a word from God is given, reason is not involved.
No, it's not.
Faith alone rises up and answers that door. Now, Dr. Barker, you were talking about, now go to your phone, dial that number. I'm just giving you an opportunity. Or log on at rodparsley.com. Sow your seed, $50, $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you. But now listen to this. He's speaking right now.
Yes, he is.
You say, well, I thought Dr. Barker was speaking. Wait a minute.
The Holy Ghost.
In that story where Elijah is drinking by the brook Kereth, and God says, I've commanded ravens to feed you there.
Yep.
Okay, so he's being fed by these ravens. Then God interrupts, like you're being interrupted right now.
Yes.
God interrupts and he says, wait, get up now. I'm going to change your source.
Ooh.
And I want you to move over and go to Zarephath. Watch these words now. This is God talking. I have, past tense, I have commanded a widow woman there to provide for you. Now, my question for you is this. If God told her, how come when Elijah got there, she didn't know anything about it?
Yep.
She didn't know a thing about it. Elijah said, what are you doing? She said, I'm baking these cakes. I'm going to a little bit of oil, and I'm going to bake a pancake and feed it to my son. He's going to die, and I'm going to die, and that's going to be the end of the thing.
Think about that.
Where was what God said?
Yep.
God said he told her, but she didn't know anything about it.
Out.
God considered that he had told the woman when he told his prophet.
That's right.
So he's spoken to you right now. You don't have to reason it out. You don't even have to know anything about it. You could have just been walking through your house right now and been apprehended by the Holy Spirit. And God is moving on the inside of you right now. Why? He's trying to get you into a miracle. All he needs is for you to take a step
change
of faith.
Family.
Go to your phone right now. Well, what shall I sow? Sow whatever the Holy Spirit speaks
to
you. Whatever he speaks to you right now. For some, that might be $77. Might be $777.
That's right.
Might be the Hebrew year 5777. $5,777. Might be $57. I don't know. All I know is that he's already spoken to you, because God said for us to tell you, this is your moment. This is the time. He's going to change everything forever for you.
You've just received a prophetic word, and through it, God has provided a way out of your need. Respond with the power of a seed. Name your seed, give it a purpose, and believe for God's miracle to come quickly. For some, it will require an uncommon seed of $1,000. If that's not possible, begin with a tithe of $100. There are businesses today that need the miracle favor of God. Call to sow your very best seed. Allow us to agree with you for a 7-day turnaround. This is a God moment. Don't delay. Call now or log on to Rod.
What God? What God are you talking about over there? What God are you talking about? You're talking about your God, the devil. That sounds like the devil. That's what it sounds like. Those few minutes there, those things were loaded with manipulation. Notice, Rod says, don't think about it. Just don't even think. Don't try to reason it. Just, oh, you're getting a prophetic word, because how come the widow didn't know, but the prophet knew? Well, okay, Rod, people that are born again have the Holy Spirit. We can hear God for ourselves. We don't have to go to a prophet to get a word from the Lord. We can get our own word from the Lord. I can hear God just fine. I don't need you to hear God for me, or Coy Barker, the Barker over there, your brother Coy, because you just like him, a manipulator. Oh, you're telling people, since when can you guarantee people that if they give a $1,000 seed, God's going to rescue them forever? Notice you said forever. Forever? What? Because my Bible says in this world you will have tribulation. I don't see anywhere in my Bible where it says sow a financial seed, give some preacher some money, and I will never have another tribulation in my life. That's a lie. That's a lie. And the Bible says that who's a liar? The devil's a liar. The father of lies. So, Rod, I think you better look at 2 Chronicles 33:12 here. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord, his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. I don't see you humbling yourself over there, Rod. I don't see you humbling yourself at all. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? God help us. I'm telling you. Enough already of these con artist preachers. Enough. And then they raise up children. They raise your children to be just like them. Thank God I had good parents. If I ever acted like that, if my mother ever saw me on television or heard me on the radio scamming people, I'll tell you what, she'd tell me off. She would have told me off, but good. Probably disown me. Not these people. Not these people. They put their children up. They train their children in the way they should go, and it's not the godly way to take over their ungodly empires. And they put them up like, look, here's my kid, and my kid's going to follow in my footsteps. God forbid. Anyway, let's hear a little. Let's hear this one here. Rod Parsley, a name you can trust.
Voice you can trust. Boldly proclaiming the full gospel of Christ, providing help for today and hope for tomorrow. A multi-generational anointing endued with power, changing hearts, equipping tomorrow's leaders, and leading countless millions to a new life in Christ. This is Breakthrough with Dr. Rod Parsley.
From right here, Columbus, Ohio, this, for nearly 40 years now, is your breakthrough. We're reaching multiplied millions around the world every single day. I want to thank you from the very depths of my heart for helping make this ministry encompass the globe with the absolutely overwhelming love of God. Simply, it would not be possible without your incredible support, without your unwavering prayers, and partnership. Well, today, I'd like to share a tremendous truth. Is that all right with you? It's simply this. You and I are made in the image and the likeness of God. The enemy is no rival for our great God. You know that. That means he's no rival for you. God gave us an arsenal, full arsenal, an arsenal for victory in every battle through his infallible word. And you are no, watch me, wire hanger. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, as you probably know, wire hangers are really terrible for your clothes. If you don't know that, you should. You know, you end up with those things sticking out on your sweaters that just ruin your clothes. Now, you know that you don't hang a $1,000 suit on a half a penny wire hanger. So why do you and I act as though we're nothing but wire hangers when God thought so highly of you and of me that he would allow us and in fact command us to put on the whole armor of God? Well,
oh, cut it out already, please. Please. All of us are a bunch of flesh going somewhere to happen. Oh. Nobody's any great thing. There's only one. There was only one person that ever walked on this earth that didn't sin, and that was Jesus. That was Jesus. So I have to get God's grace and mercy every day. Every day I have to have God's grace and mercy to get through the day. And I am lost and undone without God and his son. So, like, enough already, Rod. And notice Rod says that they wouldn't be here without the financial support. Yeah, well, that's it. He wouldn't be there without financial support because he's not going to use his money to preach the gospel. So if people stop supporting him, he'll have to maybe go away. Maybe he'll go away or he'll repent. That would even be better if he repented. Wouldn't that be great if he repented and stopped scamming people? Oh, please. Awful. It's just awful. I'm amazed when I do these programs and when I get this audio of these people. I'm just amazed that people listen to these people, that they still have some form of respect for these type of ministries. It is amazing to me. In the day that we're in the age that we're in, with all the teaching that's available on the internet and books and videos and all and everything that's out there for us to get to know the word of God, and that people still don't know what the Bible says. They still can't figure out what's going on over here. They're still running to these meetings, and you know, Rod still gets a pretty good crowd at his church. He doesn't have as many people as he used to have, but he's still got a big crowd that comes around there, and it's all centered around Rod and his offerings. That's basically what they do over there. Anyway, let's hear Rod now. Rod's going to talk about the sustainer offering. I wonder what that is.
Sow it now. Begin with $100 a month for the next 3 months. Sow securely online or write today to Breakthrough, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. This single sustainer's offering could be the most anointed moment of your life. Believe your seed will produce the turnaround miracle you or your family need today. Now, once again, here's Pastor Rod Parsley.
I cannot, my dear part, I cannot describe to you. Now, maybe this is the first time you've ever seen Breakthrough, but I doubt it. We've been here nearly 30 years every day. Thank you, Jesus. There, what I mean is many of you, you know Pastor Rod. You know I'm not going to say something just for rhetoric's sake.
No.
Something has happened
today.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Thank you, Jesus. There has been a closing off. There's been a closing off, symbolized by that rain ceasing. And for a period of time, God was sustaining miraculously. But just about 40 days ago, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to move from that, and I want you to begin to declare my blessing of prosperity, salvation, and healing, specifically prophesy, Rod Parsley, over those who are connected to you by reason of their sacrifice.
Wow.
The Bible says if you're connected by reason of sacrifice, you are as one born in the house. What does that mean? That means you become a son or a daughter. That means you receive the DNA of the ministry that you by sacrifice into. This spiritual DNA is released to you. This blessing, this anointing, this word, this manifestation, this something out of nothing anointing. Now, Dr. Muncy said something powerfully profound to us all. And I hope you're going to your phone. I hope that, and if you want to wait just a moment, all right, but hold that phone. Don't go away from it.
No, don't go away from that phone.
And I've never heard him say this.
No.
That a sustainer's miracle, now he used another word that I don't even remember right now because this is so big in my spirit. He said a sustainer's miracle comes, in my words, suddenly. Suddenly, and God Almighty said to my spirit, as they sow this seed today, they're about to experience a right now miracle that has been a long time coming. That thing you've been waiting on, that thing you've been believing for, get ready. With overwhelming rapidness, the heavens are about to open on your behalf. Now, he has said to us, $300.
What?
Some of you may not be able to sew that all right now. Sew $100 this month, $100 next month, $100 the next month. But make the commitment today. And I believe with you, with Dr. Muncy right now, that this anointing will be released into your life.
Oh.
You have helped Elijah. I know that you would
have.
Breakthrough is now approaching, unlocking the chains and setting free 40,000 human beings who are chained.
Well, somebody needs to set you free. Sound like you're chained. Notice that he says that if you send him some money, when you invest in his anointing and his ministry, that you will receive his DNA. I don't want that DNA. No, thank you. I don't want it. No, you couldn't give me $1,000,000,000,000 to have that DNA. I don't want to turn into a scammer. No, I don't want that DNA. No, thank you. I don't want Dr. Muncy's DNA, and I don't want your DNA. I don't want it, and nobody else should want it either, and especially for $300. $300. Wow, just think of that. You can have a DNA transplant. Rod Parsley promises you a DNA transplant, and it only costs you $300. That's it. Pathetic. Pathetic. Why does anybody listen to this man? Why, when that church opens up, so-called church, it's really a fleecing center, though. It's not a church. Why, when that place opens up on Sunday and whatever other day it opens up, Why does anybody even go there? What's the purpose? Because they're not teaching you the Bible. They're not teaching you the Bible. That's not Bible. That's not Bible. I never saw that where I could buy somebody's spiritual DNA for $300. I don't see that in the Bible. Can please somebody please show me scripture for that? I never saw that. I never saw Jesus when I've read through the Gospels of his life on earth. I never saw Jesus go around telling people to sow seeds of money to him, and then he would see their faith and then he would do something. I never saw that with Jesus. So where does that come from? Where does that come from? Rod, you have a Bible college over there. You have a university you call Valor. You call it Valor. You might as well close the place up. And I don't know why anybody even sends their kids over there to learn anything, because what are you learning? What are you learning? You're learning how to get Rod Parsley, the doctor over there, the doctor Rod, you're learning how to get his spiritual DNA. You don't want that. And you shouldn't want your kids to have it either. They better close the place up. That Valor. Let's hear about Valor. Let's hear about it.
It's not just a place to be, but a place to become. Application, quality education, and a spiritual impartation that can only be experienced under the anointing and leadership of Dr. Rod Parsley. At Valor, you can receive your fully accredited associate's degree in 10 different areas of study, on campus or online, from evangelism to business to music ministry, all at a fraction of the cost of other leading universities, with federal financial aid now available to qualifying students. Valor Christian College is an institution unlike any other, where you will be trained and equipped academically and spiritually in an atmosphere that's charged with the power and presence of God. Answer the call of Christ on your life today by becoming a part of the School of the Spirit. For more information, visit valorcollege.edu.
Well, August 18th, it's just a few days away, when Valor Christian College's fall semester registration will begin. Now, God's Holy Spirit is moving with incredible signs and wonders on our campus and wherever our students go around the world. Valor's right in the middle of a move of God. Now listen, if you're not sure of your purpose, maybe your destiny in life, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter where you're from, I believe Valor Christian College is the place for you. Perhaps for one of your children, perhaps for a grandchild, a niece, a nephew. I spoke with a student the other day. I said, how'd you find out about Valor? She was from California. She said, I said, how'd you find out about this college in the cornfields of Ohio? She said, my grandmother told my mother, and my mother told me. Well, thank God. She says, it's changed my life. Listen, Valor Christian College, in partnership with City Harvest Network, our great church planting network from this great ministry, is training students every day to be on the front lines of ministry, whether it's social media ministry or television ministry or radio ministry or pulpit ministry or as an educator, or whether it's being an administrator in a church, a youth pastor, children's pastor, just being a man or woman of God full of his word, Valor Christian College is a place for you. We are planting churches all over America and around the world. If you've got an interest in that, Valor Christian College, that's a place for you. So just visit valorcollege.edu, valorcollege.edu, and all the information's right there. I want you to have...
Don't bother. Look, we don't need to train up any more people to be clones of Rod Parsley or Oral Roberts or any of them. Those days are over. Those days are over. We don't want to see any more miracle selling. We don't want to see any more selling out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. We don't want to see it anymore. We just don't want to see it. We don't want to hear it. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. So they might as well close the place up. Just close it up. Either you're going to teach people the right way to believe God, that giving is about love. It's not about you. It's not about seed sowing so I can get something back. That's not the gospel. The gospel is, for God so loved the world that he gave. And that's supposed to be the way we do things. We love the world. We love the people, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we love other people because God told us to love our neighbor as ourself. And nobody likes people doing things for them when they want something back. And who likes that? I don't like that. I don't like for people just to do things for me because they want me to do something for them. That's not Christian. That has nothing to do with Christianity or the gospel. So we don't need any more Valor unchristian college. That's not Christian. I don't know. How many professors do they have over there with PhDs and real doctorates? Real doctorates. I don't know if Rod has a real doctorate or not. But how many professors do you have over there? They don't know the gospel either because they're not teaching people. Does anybody ever sit Rod down? Just because he's the pastor over there, he can be corrected. Does anybody ever sit this man down and say, hey, you're going off. You're acting like a cult leader over here. Does anybody ever sit him down and say that to him? Because they should. They should. He can be corrected too. Yeah, I don't know. He's already gone off the deep end pretty bad though. Let's listen to Rod. Now, Rod, here's Rod. When he went to T.D. Jakes' church not too long ago. And listen to the way Mrs. Jakes introduces Rod. Listen to this.
Reverend, right Reverend, Dr. Rod Parsley.
Praise the Lord, everybody. That was weak. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Praise the Lord. Like you just paid the bill. Like you just got the doctor's report back. Like you just got the breakthrough you've been believing for the last 25 years. I dare you to praise him just because you can. I need somebody to shout up in this house for no other reason than you can. A year ago at this time, I could not shout. I could not speak. I could not utter a word with vocal cord cancer. But I'm here to tell you, he's a wonder. He is my healer and my healing. He is my deliverer and my deliverance. He is my prosperity, my life giver. The thief came to kill, steal, and destroy, but I know one this morning that came to give me life, and that more abundantly. Shove somebody if you know that means sufficient in quantity, but superior in quality. I need somebody to shout that understands Miller might be good beer, I don't know, but it knows nothing about the high life. I understand the high life today. He's my provider. I'm not talking about yours. I don't know what it did for you, but I can tell you what the Lord has done for me. He's my provider and my provision. He's my protector and my protection. He hung the earth on nothing because there was nothing to hang it on, and stood back and just said, watch it stay. I need somebody that understands he can stop the storm. No, you didn't hear what I said. It doesn't. You shouldn't shout about that, really, because any storm eventually stops, but somebody's storm is going to get the peace speaker today. Peace. Be still. Throw your hands up and shout, this is my day.
Oh, dear. I mean, notice he was talking. He sounded like that lady, Cheryl Brady. You know, he kind of takes on a different tone of voice and speech pattern when he's over there at Jake's Church Fleecing Center. I mean, excuse me. But notice that in the beginning, when Sarita Jakes was introducing Rod, she called him. She called him the Reverend, the Right Reverend. What is that supposed to mean? I never did understand that quite. I never really quite understood that. You know, growing up Catholic, we had Right Reverends, the Right Reverend so-and-so. I never understood what that meant. Could somebody please tell me, what does that mean when somebody calls somebody the Right Reverend? Rod's not right. Rod's wrong. He's wrong. Wrong. I don't know. He's not reading the same Bible I'm reading, because I don't read any of that stuff in the Bible. I don't read anywhere in the Bible where God said you had to give him money to get him to do things for you. I don't see that anywhere. No, I see that we give to other people, to bless people, to love people, to help people. I see that in the Bible, because Jesus went about doing good. That's what he did. He went about doing good. And he didn't ask for anything when he did good. He just went about doing it. And if we're his disciples, that's what we do. We go around, we do good things for people, we help people, and we do it out of the kindness of our heart, not because of selfish motive that, well, in the back of our head, we're thinking that maybe we'll get something, you know. I don't know. I don't see that in the Bible. But that's the Bible Rod reads. But he's not reading my Bible, because I don't read any of that stuff in the Bible. I don't see anywhere in my Bible where money was a seed. I don't see it anywhere. I never saw that. Never saw that. Money has no life. And if you study the exact meaning of the word seed in the New Testament, it's something that has life to it. Money has no life. Money has no life. So, Rod, I don't know. You're not preaching the gospel, Rod. You're not preaching. Let's hear now, Rod. See, now Rod can't help himself. He's another one. He's addicted to this, the heroin of seed sowing. He's addicted to it. He's an addict, because he can't even go. He can't even leave the World Harvest Fleecing Center, and he goes over to the T.D. Jakes Fleecing Center. He can't help himself. He has to fleece the people when he's there. He can't help himself. Here's the end of the sermon.
I'll close with this verse, 1 Corinthians 9, 7. Who goes to war at his own charge? Who plants and eats not of the fruit? Who feeds a flock and eats not of the milk? When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and told him he was a mighty man of valor, Gideon said, please permit me to offer you a sacrifice. There would have been no victory, because there never is without a sacrifice.
longer use pigeons and turtle doves and the sacrifice of blood. The Bible says you've not resisted unto blood. But sometimes we give our blood, our sweat, our labor, our hearts for one thing, so that we can put financial wherewithal in our hands for two purposes. Number one, to meet our needs. Number two, to be our seed. The only way to reap a perpetual harvest is to sow a perpetual seed. I want to ask you right now, what is your victory worth? You say, Pastor Rod, are you saying you can buy a miracle? If we could, the rich would own God.
Well, that's what you're saying.
And they do not.
That's what you're
Here's
saying.
What I do know, you can miss
you're such
a miracle
a liar.
By an act of disobedience, or you can step into a miracle by a simple act of obedience. If you want the miracle, you have to put a word on it.
Wow.
And that word to you may well be, take what represents your life and sow it.
Mm.
Well, what should I sow, Pastor? I wouldn't presume to tell you what to sow.
No.
You hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
But putting a seed with a word causes extraordinary power to come to that word. I want that for you today.
I
shared the miracle of my son with you. When they gave us that diagnosis, my wife and I said, we're going to do three things. We're going to pray, speak the word. We're going to find the finest doctors and therapists in America, and we're going to take our son. And we're going to sow the greatest seed we've ever sown. We didn't even have the tithe on that seed. But 10 days later, I had the seed in my hand. Mm. And I said to God, nothing in my life matters more than my son being whole. And I worshiped him with the seed. 1 Corinthians 9:7 says, if you sow the seed, you'll eat the fruit. Could I suggest to you, everyone that possibly can, to take a step of faith toward this word today and sow a seed? This is not going to me. I haven't been asked to do anything. But I know what it's like to attempt to cause people to step out in faith to receive from God. If your money doesn't mean anything, then why is it so hard for you to sow? I encourage you, everyone that can, sow a $97 seed today, and you'll remember, others could sow a $300 seed today. So you have it in your remembrance. The Bible says, when we sow, it builds a memorial in the presence of God. All of those of you online, the Bible says, if you sow by reason of sacrifice, you become as one established in the house. You want this anointing? Sow into it. Do it now. You can sow by text. If you're making out a check, you make your check to the Potter's House. Our wonderful servants of God are now distributing envelopes if you need those. Let's pray. Father, thank you so very much for your presence here today. Thank you that we resurrect in the dark. Thank you that you are more than enough. We sow these seeds today by faith, believing you to let our enemies destroy each other as we praise you. In the name of your Christ, we believe it to be so, and all of God's people.
Yeah, well, that's not my Christ. No, that's not my Christ. I don't know where you get this stuff from. Really, it comes from the pit. It comes from the pit. I encourage you, listeners, go and read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the books of the life of Jesus. Just show me one place there in any of those books where Jesus ever told anybody to give him some money to get a miracle. It never happened. Never happened. Never. Never. It never happened. So if it didn't happen in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then it's not so. It's not true. That's not the gospel. And notice that this man says that his son was diagnosed with autism when he was a baby. And it was a severe form of autism. And so what does Rod do, him and Joni? They sow a seed, okay? He brags that he sowed a $100,000 seed for his son's healing. Well, we know that when Jesus was walking around during Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John during that time, when he walked around and he went around healing people and doing good to people, we know that nobody went over there by Jesus and knelt down and laid shekels or gold coins at his feet. Nobody ever did that. So I don't know where Rod got that from, except from the devil, because that sounds like the devil that you give to get. That sounds like the devil. So you go to church and he goes to his own church now. So he's saying that he sowed $100,000 seed for his son's healing. But he went to his own church and knelt down there, him and Miss Joni, and they sowed the $100,000 seed in his own church. So that wasn't a sacrifice. That wasn't a sacrifice. And I never saw anywhere in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John where God required a financial sacrifice, where Jesus asked somebody to give him money for him to do anything for them. I never saw that. Jesus did tell the rich young ruler to lay everything down and follow him. He did tell him that. But he never told anybody that in order for me to do anything for you. Now imagine this Jesus that they're talking about. It's not the Jesus that we know, because we know the Jesus that we know laid down his life for us. And like, that's not enough. That should be enough, okay? That should be enough for any of us that he laid down his life for us. But it's not enough for Rod. It's not enough for Rod. He can't help himself. He can't help himself. He can't stop lying, and he can't stop scamming. But that's not our Jesus. Our Jesus, he loves us. He laid down his life for us. He's alive when we cry out to him, and it's okay to cry out to God. It's okay to have emotions and feelings when we talk to God and to tell him our troubles. And he hears us. He hears us when we call out to him. He doesn't say, how about giving me a financial sacrifice before I'll do anything? It's just ridiculous. Why do people believe this stuff? Why? And you can turn on any one of these so-called Christian television networks any day of the week, and you can see that this goes on all the time. And they're raking in millions of dollars. Most of these ministries, like the Pat Robertson ministry, they take in $200 or $300 million a year. Benny Hinn, I don't know what he's taking in now, but at one point he was taking in over $100 million a year. Rod Parsley taking in multiple millions of dollars a year. But these aren't ministries. These are not ministries. These are not true ministries. True ministries, and the way I like to see ministries operate, is a true minister of the Lord Jesus Christ seeks first the kingdom of God, like we're all supposed to do. And the Bible says, and then all these other things will be added onto us. We go about doing our business, doing the work of the ministry, doing preaching the gospel, and we leave the financial part up to God. We don't have to be beggars. We don't have to tell people, oh, I need this and I need that, or I can't do that. As long as I have a mouth, I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to do it. As long as I have a mouth and I have breath, I will do it. And the rest is up to the Lord. It's up to the Lord. So that's the way the ministries of today should be operating, is we operate by faith. We trust God to meet our needs. And we seek first the kingdom and all the other things are added. So that's the way it has to be done. That's the Bible way. And, of course, a workman is worthy of his hire. We should support our local church. We should know that. Nobody should have to tell us that. We know that the pastor should be paid. Of course they should be paid. And the staff, if they're working, they should be paid. Take care of the building, that kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with that. So, but it's up to the people that are attending there to give freely. They're not out of compulsion, not because they have to, but because God loves a cheerful giver. We give from our heart because we love the ministry. We might like the church we're going to. We want to support it, but we do it from our heart with the right motivation. And we want to raise up a new breed. Yeah, we want to raise up a new breed of Christian where we set aside all this foolishness that people have been taught over the years. And we take the Bible. Don't read anything else maybe for a week or two, or look at anything else. Don't listen to anybody else or read anything else. Just take your Bible and see what it says. And after you see what it says, some of the things that you've been taught, you'll find out they aren't right. That's what happened to me. I had to get out of the whole seed faith tithing mindset that I was in for 15 years. And I got out of it in 1997. I haven't tithed since 1997 or sowed a seed. Haven't done it. And I said to myself, I'm going to learn how to trust God, because I say I know God and I say I believe God, but do I really? Do I really? So I encourage you to learn how to trust the Lord and his goodness. He's our Father and he loves us. We know that, don't we? We know that he loves us and he has mercy on us. So that's our program for today. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And we're going into our ninth year of our prophetic news. So we thank Jesus for that. And the most important thing today is, are you born again? Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Have you asked him to forgive you of your sins? Have you repented of your sins today? Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life today. He will give you peace and joy that you have never known. All the things that you've done in your life, he will forgive you. And he's promised to give us a brand new life. Jesus said, you must be born again. First, you're born of your mother. And then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. Those are the words of our Savior. Ask him to come in today and give you a brand new life. You won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in.
going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.